Episode number 226. It's 2010.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Here we are back at you for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And it's 4 degrees outside.
Yeah. And it's 2010.
Yeah.
Kind of obvious, isn't it?
Gotta love this winter already. Obviously the coldest day of the year so far.
Well, maybe.
It's only day three.
It's all right. I was up north where it's even colder, so
yeah.
Who cares? Yeah, I'm going to talk about that.
T-minus 3 months till spring.
That's right. Put the snowmobile away.
Yeah.
Bring the Camaro out. I'm a happy dude. I got the system working, man. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So anyway, the title of the episode is It's 2010. Well, a lot of you people are saying, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
You know, we get it. But what I don't know if everybody's thought about here is that now when people say, I've got a 2010 Camaro.
It's really 2010
it's
now.
It's really 2010. And people aren't going to go, wait a minute, 2010 isn't 6 months over for 6 months yet.
Well, because I saw some people asking in the forums, too, when's the 2011 car coming out? Well, what I think they don't realize is the 2010 model year car is going to be an extended run starting
right.
from last year and then going till when's changeover, August or something like that?
Something along those lines, yep.
So probably the 2011s probably won't be out till late August.
Along with the rest of the 2011 vehicles.
That's right.
So it was just an extended year. It'd be nice to say that the Camaro was ahead of the game, but that would just lead to more confusion because then the 2011 Camaros would come out in March.
Yeah,
that
just
would just
mess everything.
That would
up.
Just be messed up for a long time. So,
yeah.
Chris, do you prefer 2010 or 2010?
I think I like 2010 better.
I think I do too. I'm starting to.
It's easier to say.
Yeah,
you know, this whole new decade we're going into, it'll be 2011, 2012, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It just sounds better than 2010.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, 2010. You know, there's a video game for the Nintendo called Street Fighter 2010. And it was cool.
Is there?
Yeah. And
I was a huge Street Fighter fan, man.
Yeah, it's totally different from the regular,
oh.
you know, Sonic Boom, Sonic Boom. Hadouken! Roar!
Yeah.
Oh, look at the meter spike.
Jesus, we're going to blow out somebody's ears.
Hey, let's talk about some Camaro stuff before people start getting mad at me.
Well, 2010.
2010 what?
Camaro.
Right.
Yeah.
I got one.
Yeah, so do I.
I love it. I can't wait to break it out. So... then we're talking about, let's go from 2010, let's talk about that 2011 model year.
Yeah.
And what's it going to bring?
Maybe a Z28? Well, we know.
We're going to get hate mail from Fitz any minute now.
Well, we know the convertible's coming
That's
for
right.
2011.
That's right. And everybody was thinking.
In fact, we talked about it last week. We thought we were going to be seeing this at the Detroit Auto Show.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Oh, hold on a second. I wasn't ready.
Wrong. I mean.
Nope. Not going to be there.
Oh.
Yep. You heard it from CamaroZ28.com first.
Not going to be in Detroit.
Yeah. And here's the reason why. I don't have it up in front of me, but we made a post there in the 2010
yeah.
Camaro forums that the concern is that it would get kind of lost in the sauce, so to speak, of the Detroit Auto Show. And I tend to agree with that. I mean, there's
you
so...
do?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think it will be lost in?
Well, it's kind of like... the Camaro debuted, okay, let's say the 2010 Camaro. See, I got it right that time.
Yeah.
The way it was debuted, it was a huge fanfare, you know, that was a big, big deal, okay? And there was no show to steal. It was the show at that point.
Uh-huh.
But the convertible, I'm going to assume that, you know, Chevrolet just doesn't have the budget to do the same thing with the convertible because it would be, at that point, overplayed. So it would just be there on display, and there's so many other cars to see at the auto show, so they want to kind of give the car its own stage, I guess, in a separate event, is what I'm told, that that the car will be debuted at.
Okay.
So it's going to have its own event.
So like at Carlisle or something.
Who knows? Yeah. There's no other information on when it's going to be, but I'm sure...
That won't be way till the summer, then.
May not be. Who knows? They might create a special event just for it when it's ready. Maybe it's not ready for whatever reason. Maybe it still needs some validation. And
well, following on Twitter, people of the media at the LA Auto Show saw the convertible, saw the new Malibu, and we're talking about being able to see it again in Detroit. That's why we were speculating it would be in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently not.
Wrong. Which, you know, it kind of sucks.
It kind of peeves me off.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. But at the same time, I think it's cool that it, you know, maybe it'll have its own deal. I don't know. Maybe there's other things going on in the Chevrolet booth in Detroit.
I wanted a reason to go to the auto show.
Not me.
Well, I like going to the auto show. But
not me.
I mean, we have Camaros, so I mean, I'm sure they're going to have a crap load of Camaros that you can go in and out of this year, unlike last year,
mm-hmm.
where they just had a couple. What, Synergy Green will probably be there.
Synergy.
Just like the Camaro Black was there last year.
Mm-hmm.
There's
an assumption by one of the members there on the board that like the Jay Leno Camaro, the Dusk Camaro. Will be there this year at the Detroit Auto Show, which is I think that's a fair speculation. I think that'd be pretty cool. But nope, no convertible.
Okay. I guess we'll just have to move on.
If anybody has any tidbits or news, feel free to call in. We'll give you the number in a little bit if you don't already.
Yeah.
So what else?
I heard they fixed the brake calipers on the 2010 Camaro SS.
Yeah, you posted it.
Yeah, saw
I'm confused.
Article from Jalopnik, and
our buddies at Jalopnik.
If you read Jalopnik, it's always very satirical. It's very funny and how did they put it? The ghetto stacking of the
brake weights.
Yeah,
or the wheel weights on the brake calipers
seems to have been fixed. And I don't know. There's this wheel thing, it looks like.
Well, it's like a little discs looking sort of a pair of,
who knows if it's even real or not.
That's what I want. I'm glad you said that, because we know that when people see something, they go bat crap over it.
Oh yeah.
God, it's gonna, you know, I'm not gonna put that on my car.
Remember the original pictures of the wheel weights?
Oh yeah, everybody decided that they were gonna jump off the Empire State Building if it was gonna be that way. This might just be a test thing that, you know, that they're just putting in place.
Yeah,
who knows? They might have something. Trust me, when it comes to the R&D department at Chevrolet, well, not even Chevrolet, any shop out there, automotive or otherwise, they've got a bin full of just parts. And give me one of those. I got to throw this on there just for testing something else, and I just need to take care of this for the time being.
God, remember when they were testing? Well, when they were testing the Iver cars and they had different headlights in it.
Oh God! Remember when it was a white car with black side mirrors and everybody thought that the world was coming to an end because they'd never drive a car with mismatching mirrors, as if GM would ever put out a car with mismatching mirrors.
I know.
Idiots, calm down. However, if you look at this photo,
yeah,
I don't know what it is, but it's funny looking.
Yeah.
It's definitely funny looking. Chris, you'll post it in the show notes.
Yes, absolutely.
If anybody's in engineering, tell us what it is. We're not going to even get into whether or not it's really going to be the fix.
Yeah.
We just want to know what it is right now, as it is in the photo. So, you know, I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to get it. I'm just not going to. It looks interesting.
It does.
What else is next?
More details on that later.
Yeah. As soon as it comes in.
Yeah.
God, I hope that's not the fix. Sorry.
I think I lost some wheel weights on mine.
Did you?
Yeah, are
you,
I think so.
Is it starting to squeal when you brake?
Well, as of a month and a half ago, before I put it away, yeah, there was a little squeal when I was coming to slow stops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
that's right.
So I think I lost some wheel weights on my car. Well, when I take it out for the spring, I'll bring it in and get the oil change and all that, and I'll have them take a look at it.
Mm-hmm. You know, wheel weights are extremely cheap.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I thought about at least kind of making them sort of more attractive.
Look a little better?
Yeah, I just haven't figured out exactly how to do it. Hmm. Well, maybe in the spring when I get the car out. In March. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got some voicemails, right?
Yeah, we do. We got,
a prize to give away, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
First of the year.
Last of the big prize, at least for right now. Supposed to do that last month, but everybody who had called in had already won. So,
Hey,
it's a new year, though. The record is reset or whatever the hell it is. So we got some voicemails.
Yes.
All right. You want to kick him off?
You betcha.
Thank you.
Hi, guys. It's Garth from Connecticut. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners. I got a couple of questions. Looking at the five generations of Camaros, I was curious as to which make and model and year is the most collectible. I would think it would be something around a 67 with a 396, but I'd look forward to your input on that matter. Also, I'm curious, of the first, second, third, fourth, and soon to be fifth Z28s, what year, what series represented the largest production numbers? And lastly, looking at all the Z28s built over the years, which model do you think is the best value price purchase right now? I was looking at a 98 with a LS1 option, and I was just curious what you guys felt about that as a lower cost way to get into this car. Hope all is well, and have a great New Year. Bye.
Hey, Garth. Thanks for calling in again.
Mm-hmm.
He's becoming our weekly podcast call-in.
He's giving Bear Z28 a run for his money.
I know.
Bear, where you been, buddy?
What are you, Canadian? Z28? What's going on here?
And what about Mudbone and Mudbone Jr.? Well,
it's a new year. We got to give him time.
All right. Yeah, I believe he is Canadian. He and I talk snowmobiles back and forth through email.
They talk Canadian in Connecticut or something?
He actually did make reference to that he is Canadian. And,
oh, okay. We have a lot of Canadian listeners to the show here.
And that he does pronounce it Zed.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm still not quite used to.
No.
Although I don't go, what? Every time I hear it like I did the very first time.
Yeah.
So that answers questions. All right. So the first one, what is the most collectible?
Yeah.
Well, the 67 Pace car is, you know, with the blue interior and everything. That's nice. Our friend Kevin Kolvenbach, if I'm saying that right, I always mess that up. He restored one, and I'll never. That's the one that always stands out in my mind. Actually, the Chevrolet purchased that from him. I believe they borrowed it, and then I believe they purchased it.
Yeah,
because he did such a good job. That's one. You know, just any 69 Camaro is up there. But I gotta say, the Copo ZL one.
Oh yeah, by far. What do those things go for? $1 million? $1.5 million?
$1.2 million? $2 million. They kind of range from the $1 to $2 million. I mean, even when the replicas go for over 100 plus thousand, 200,000, 250,000. Just the fake ones, man.
Yeah.
Gotta be it. And as far as the largest concentration of Z28s, Z28s, well, Chris, maybe we should consult our resource.
Yeah, the Camaro White Book.
Mm-hmm.
We keep this as a reference here while we do our show, just for occasions like this.
That's right.
And according to production by model year, the largest amount of Camaros were produced in 1979.
And going by that, I want to say it has a V8 breakdown if you go to the 1979 year, but it doesn't say Z28 breakdown because I believe that you could get a V8 without a Z28 then.
Oh, okay.
I believe. I know you could in certain years.
I don't see RPO Z28 in here.
Yeah.
Or 79. Let's see. Talk about the aluminum wheels.
There were a lot of options back then because they could do that.
Because it says RPO N90 aluminum wheels were $172 with the Berlinetta, $222 with the Rally Sport, and $342 with the Z28.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't break down the Z28 package. It does in other years. I know that. But
yeah, but there was a lot of Camaros produced in 1979. Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
Yeah. $250,000 or something like that.
Let's see exact here. Where's the...
This book is such a great reference to have.
That every Camaro owner should have one of these.
Yep. In the current Camaro White Book, I don't know if it includes 2010. I think it could yet. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm sorry, 2010. I'm going to get used to that. While Chris is looking for this, I'd like to mention that you can pick this book up through the CamaroZ28.com Amazon store, which is where we ordered it from. We get a little kickback from Amazon for anybody that orders through it, and the prices, of course, are the same as what you would directly from Amazon. You just kind of help us out in the process. So all you got to do is go to CamaroZ28.com/Amazon and shop for all your Camaro books and videos and collectibles and Transformers, DVDs, and all that crap. Found it yet?
No, it just has breakdowns by, here, Z28, 84,877.
Good God.
Were made that year.
And to think that they wanted to make 80,000.
Six-cylinder Camaros, 111,000 were made, 19,000 Rally Sports, and 67,000 Berlinettas.
67,000?
Yeah.
Compare that to the optimistic report on how many 2010 Camaros to be made was 80,000.
And it says the Z28 Sport Coupe continued with much the same equipment as the previous year, but a front air dam which wrapped into the leading edge of the front wheel wells and front fender air louvers were new. Z28s had blackout treatment on the grille, taillight bezels, rear end panel, license opening, headlight bezels, and parking light bezels. Special trim, 225 by 70 R15 radial ply white letter tires.
Whoa, did they come with spinners?
With 15 by 7 wheels and a special hub cover. Z28s had a hood scoop with a black painted throat. Mechanically, the Z28 included a 350 cubic inch, 175 horsepower.
Whoa!
170 horsepower in California.
Oh.
Engine, special shock absorbers and front and rear stabilizer bars, close ratio 4-speed manual transmission, dual exhaust, and power brakes. There you have it, the 1979 Chevrolet Camaro Z28.
Boy, they don't build them like that anymore. Not with 177, you know, face shearing off horsepower.
Yeah.
Good God. And people complain that 400 isn't enough. Please.
Wow. There you have it.
And then he had one more. Oh, he's
of all the generations. Do you think is the best deal on a Z28?
Well, he mentioned the 1998, and that's probably what I would think too, the first year of the LS1s. However, there is a slight drawback depending on what you want to do with them. The 98s had an interesting EGR system where if you look at the intake plenum, there's a little hole there on any LS1 engine. Just right behind the throttle body, and you might even see a little circle that looked like you could punch it out. Well, that's what it was. It was for, I believe, the EGR tube. It was some sort of funny tube that was in the 98s. That can be removed, but it's kind of a pain in the butt.
Part of the free mods.
Yeah. The other thing is that they had also had kind of a, that was kind of a bastard year, because they also had perimeter bolt valve covers and perimeter bolt cylinder heads that they obviously bolted to on the top end where the rockers are. So if you want to change cylinder heads, you're going to need to change your valve covers too, unless you can miraculously find somebody who makes aftermarket cylinder heads with perimeter bolts. So I would say lean over to the 99s.
Yeah.
Unless you just don't care and you just want to drive it, you know, then that doesn't matter. So there's your interesting tidbit for the day.
There you go.
And I only say 99s because I would believe the price is the most affordable of all the LS1 cars, not counting
the 98s. What about an LT1 car?
Yeah, I mean, there's always that, but they're getting much older now. It's tough to find them in good condition that hasn't been passed through 3 or 4 owners. You're not quite sure if all the necessary mods like the rear intake seal or the ever-present OptiSpark issue was taken care of. But, you know, if you want an LT1 car, they're still great, and you could really get a good deal on those. You'd probably pick one up for $3,000 or $4,000
in
relatively easy. Good condition.
Yeah.
And they're still fast. Make no mistake. I mean, look at what the 79 Z28 gave you.
I know.
You know, we got 100 horsepower on top of that.
Great voicemail, Garth.
Wow. Great. Got us talking. Do we have any time left?
Oh, yeah. All
right.
Got plenty.
Go.
Hey, guys. This is Camaro Man 1022 I was wondering, I have a 94 Camaro, you know, and I have a problem with it. I know I should be asking a mechanic, but I want to know if you guys ever, you know, have heard of a problem like this where the battery, like, the car won't start, and we the motor won't even like crank. It just clicks. The battery works, and we try replacing the starter. The starter won't work either. I mean, the starter is perfectly fine, so it's not that. Have you ever heard of the anti-theft system being a problem? And if so, can you have you heard anybody that could fix it? Can you tell me who to go to fix it? Thanks. Great work,
podcast. Interesting question. So we're going to do tech support now.
boy. I got to tell you, as much as we'd love to try to field that one, that's out of our pay scale.
I got a couple suggestions.
Yeah.
He said he's got a 94 Camaro, mm-hmm. but he didn't say whether or not it was an LT1 car or V6 car.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first thing I would say is the OptiSpark. If it's an LT1 car for starting. And also make sure you do have a good battery. Sometimes they test, you know, that they're fine. But I had the same problem with my 95 Camaro. I have one of those Opti batteries. What are those called?
Optima
batteries.
Mm-hmm.
And if you let them sit too long, the cells degrade or something like that.
A couple things could happen. If it doesn't have a charge in it, it can freeze and crack. inside. It's not exactly a gel cell. It's a common misconception. We have a friend, actually, who works for Optima. Hopefully he's listening to this one. Maybe he can jump in and field this. Did he say he had an Optima?
If it is.
Yeah. That could be the case. I mean, just you know what? Go to AutoZone or Murray's or Pep Boys or whatever you have in your area. They typically have a free battery check.
Yeah.
Or if you have Sears, I think they have a free or low cost electrical system check.
Yeah.
You got to get it there, obviously. That's the tough part.
The other thing he was thinking was that the anti-theft system. There's something wrong with the anti-theft system. Normally, you'd have that blinking security light inside mm-hmm. if there was an anti-theft problem. So I would kind of.
It's so tough to diagnose, though.
Yeah.
I guess the first thing I would do is go to the board and post in the general tech section.
I go to the LT1 section.
Yeah. If it is an LT1 car. Yeah. I know of this website, and I'm not affiliated with it. I think I might have used it once just for kicks, just to make sure I wasn't getting scammed. But I'm going to pass this one off, repairpal.com.
Okay.
It's kind of a nice way to make sure that if he does have to take it to a shop, not a dealership, the local, auto repair shop, he can check to make sure that that the price he's going to pay for it is fair before he pays it. It's kind of a neat little website. I'm not affiliated with it. I've only just used it once, so. So try the board,
yep.
Try repairpal.com, and best of luck, and let us know how it turns out, if we helped you, or if we, or somebody else did,
Let us know.
So, I don't know if we're inviting too many tech support questions like that, but we'll always try to help, but we also want to hear from anybody on any other subject Camaro-related, talking about things, or just giving us a general question about Camaro stuff, just like you've heard so far, and here's how to do it.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we got a couple more voicemails to go through here.
All right.
And let me kick them off.
Hey guys, AJ here, 2010 SSRS on the board. And I had a question about the A6 cars and the tap shift. I've seen paddle shifters on cars before and automatics having manual modes, but I've never quite understood how the paddle shifters work. Is there some kind of linkage? How is the linkage set up in these cars? And is there sort of like a dual clutch, kind of like in the Mitsubishi Evo, their dual clutch automated manual? If you can answer that question for me, guys. I'm trying to make a decision between the A6 and the M6, but I'm kind of leaning more toward the A6 cars for, just cruising, and, if I take it to the track, then I can shift it. But I've always wondered just how, paddle shifters in general work. What's the linkage setup? How do the gears get changed? And then they're sort of like a dual clutch setup. Thanks, guys, and great podcast, and I'll keep listening. Thanks.
A6 or M6? Here we go again.
Well,
basically, he just wants to know how the paddle shifters work.
Fun. It's fun. I actually, I've got a blog set up for my 2010 Camaro as I change it and modify it and everything. And I made an entry on July 29th of last year, 2009, 2009. called Some Thoughts on Choosing the A6 Over the M6. Now, as far as the technical issues, dual clutch and all that, I don't think so. I think it's a standard
electronic
yeah. GM transmission. But it's computer controlled, either, letting the brain shift to the ECM shift or the user shift using the paddles. It's such a tough decision, and it was so very tough for me. And so I talked about this in my blog post. Chris, would you mind linking this in the show notes so you can read it over? It kind of talks. I talk a little bit about why I chose it, and if I'm happy with it or if I'm not happy with it, and if how it operates.
You should update that in a couple months because mm-hmm. you only had a couple months with the car when you wrote this.
Yeah.
Now your car is completely different. It's got a blower on it. It's probably got over 100 horsepower more on it.
Oh,
different
yeah.
tires.
Different suspension,
everything
exhaust.
Different. I know
everything's different. Even the tune I've had I had Vector Motorsports tune the transmission.
Right.
They put a transcal in it, which made a monster difference when the car was stock. So Yeah, that's a good idea, Chris. Maybe I'll do that when the car gets out and I start really actually getting a good chance to play with it on hot pavement.
Drive the hell out of it, yeah.
Yeah, I'll drive the hell out of that car. So, wish I could answer that one a little better, but that's as good as I can give you for now. Otherwise, just test drive them and find out what you think then before you make the purchase.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
One more?
Hey, guys. This is Templar Knight from the forums. Just calling to say Happy New Year. It's now 2010. Yippee. My question is, do you think that T-tops would work on the 5th-gen Camaro? Because I think they work fairly well. They worked well for the 3rd and 4th gen, just because the roof accented to that. But I'm not too sure how well it would work on the 5th gen. Also, if you know of anybody who has already done the conversion for the 5th gen Camaro of putting in T-top, could you post a link in the show notes? All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, T-tops again. Oh boy.
Where's the sound clip? Where's the sound clip for this? I think I got it. Hold on. What the hell was that?
Let's go while we're young.
That's not it. Oh God, not again.
Do you think it works?
No.
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 And I think if it did, GM would have put them in the car in the first place.
There you go. No, truthfully, nobody believes me when I say this, but this is the truth. And there's probably more to it, but this is like the Cliff Notes version. They wanted to do T-tops. GM wanted to do T-tops. They knew that we wanted T-tops, so they wanted to do T-tops. They tried to do T-tops, but T-tops made the car, A, more expensive, B, heavier because of crash standards. Now, people will say, what about the convertible? That's not... Because the convertible and the coupe are tested differently, and they have two different crash standard designations, so they can't be treated as equals. Has people done it? No, because if you look at the car on the assembly line, the whole side of the car is one giant stamped steel ring that makes the car as solid as what it is. You take a portion out of that, and it's like taking a section out of a bicycle wheel. Try riding a bicycle wheel with a section removed. Huh? God! No, you know, we appreciate educating people on that. Everybody wants T-tops. I want T-tops. Chris, you want T-tops.
Yeah.
We can't have T-tops. And there's a reason why no other car has T-tops as well. And that's it. So...
Hey, you know what? We just had a voicemail just come in while we were doing this.
Why don't we answer it live?
I don't know.
F it, we'll do it live. We'll be like Bill, what's his name?
O'Reilly.
Yeah. Well, then play it then, unscripted.
Hey, Jason and Chris, Riley TA from the boards. Happy New Year. Wanted to get you guys impact input on how you felt when you moved into your 5th gen. Been driving a 4th gen for 10 plus years now. And, you know, have it lowered by an inch or so. And I just feel real low in it. It's more like a vet. And, you know, the couple of the 5th gens that I've sat in, I just kind of feel higher, more like a sedan. The doors feel higher. The dash feels higher. And, you know, I'm 6'3 plus. I mean, it's not like I'm having trouble seeing over the typical dash. But just, it has more of a sedan feel. And I was just wondering, you know, and I know it's got increased power and handling and everything. It's a great car. But just how long was it when you were driving it that you started getting used to the feel? And, you know, does it feel higher or do you kind of feel like you sink down in it after you've driven it a while? Like, hear your impact or input on that again. Thanks again. Take care.
Interesting question. It took me about 3 weeks to get used to mine. But the car, to me, feels like a Cadillac. It doesn't feel like a 4th gen at all. You don't have that dip down feeling. And I mean, owning a Corvette, too, it's nothing like that low. And I don't know. It's just a whole different feeling, the car. But you get used to it after a couple weeks.
Yeah. If you get into it thinking, okay, how is this going to be similar to my 4th gen or 3rd gen, you're probably going into it incorrectly. Because the only thing that this has anything to do with any previous generation of any Camaro is the name. It's an entirely different car. I mean, as far as differences, it may as well be a Ford. Ooh, God, I'm going to get hate mail for that. You know what I'm saying? It's just that different. It's a whole new generation.
But the weird thing is it's Camaro, and it feels like a Camaro.
But not a previous Camaro.
Right.
It feels like a Camaro
was like the first feeling I got when we drove the concept when we were at Milford around the Black Lake there.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird because you got in, and it was a Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple.
Just not a previous Camaro.
Right.
It feels like a Camaro should. That's what I've always said. Huh? Yeah. What's it like to drive it? Feels like a Camaro should.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good questions.
Yeah, definitely good.
Good questions.
You'll get used to it, and you'll learn to like it, and you'll find things that you didn't have before. So enjoy it.
Okay, now we got to give away a prize.
We should have answered that one on the fly. Maybe we'll do that one of these days. I think people are starting to figure out when we start to
record.
So maybe you might catch us live. So
yeah.
Don't be surprised. So we got this prize we got to give away. It's a little bit of a holdover from last year, but it's a big prize. It's the book called A Camaro Legend Reborn by Larry Edsel.
Yep.
Right? Am I correct in that?
Yeah.
Is it Larry Edsel?
I believe so.
Who wrote that? Who wrote the white book?
No, this is someone completely different.
Okay.
This is Mike Antonacci.
All right, yeah, just making sure I didn't mix the two. No. And we got the big three, Cheryl Pilcher, Chris Frezza, John Fitzpatrick, and Scott Settlemyer to sign the cover of it.
Yeah, we sure did.
And we've been holding on to this for a special occasion, and the end of the year was it. The winner of this has the option for Chris, you, and I to sign it as well, but if you'd rather not, just leave it to the actual GM people, well, we certainly understand.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to give this away finally.
Yes.
And I give it to me.
You already got one.
So?
You want another one?
Why not? One for each. All right, so who are we going to give it to here, Chris?
I think we got to give it to Garth from Connecticut.
I think we got to give it to him, too. He's called in 3 or 4 times trying to get it, and now that it's a new year...
Some good questions.
The slate
really
was
good.
Wiped clean, so...
Made us bring out the Camaro White Book.
Camaro White Book that you can find at CamaroZ28.com/Amazon.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a plug. Yes, you should shop there. Yes, we thank you for it. There.
So, Garth, send us your address. Do we already have it?
We might, but you know, I don't have a database.
Let us know if you want us to sign the book, and we will send it out to you. Congratulations.
Right. And let me know if you'd like me to deliver it on my Articat.
Oh, God.
Hey, congratulations, and we thank everybody for calling in. Now, we said that, you know, we were giving away a prize a week all of last year, and
yes.
We did. We gave away actually more than
one
prize a week.
Yeah, we emptied out the vault a couple times over.
Oh, you know what? Here, hold on. Here's the vault. I just closed it. I was in there. I forgot. I opened it before. I was airing it out from last year. Okay, that's good enough. We're still giving prizes away.
Yeah.
Just not guaranteed one a week.
Hey, how about we give one away a month,
mm-hmm.
but we don't tell them what week we're going to give it away on.
That's fine. And how about it be like a little prize bundle?
Oh.
Instead of just one little item. How about like a few little items or maybe one big item and a little item? Because
we'll like surprise somebody a month and, you know, give away an iPod or something like that.
We could do that.
Yeah.
So the only way you can do that, though, is by calling in.
Yeah.
And leaving a voicemail message like Garth and Raleigh TA and a couple of the...
Templar Knight
and a couple of the other guys that...
And
that
we're going to keep a list this year.
That's right.
We're going to look a little bored.
One prize per year, per person. So, Garth, you just blew it for the rest of the year.
But I hope you still call in.
Yeah, I mean, we don't call in just because there's a prize on the line. Call in because you have something to say or you have thoughts on your mind. You want to know about our cars. You want to know about your car. You want to know about the Camaro Z28.com community who just celebrated how many?
12 years.
12 years. 13 for the website, 12 for the message forum community. So, rich history behind the site, and we're glad to share it with you and bring it to you.
Yep. Hey, I got something I got to talk about real quick,
sure.
And that is we just upgraded to a new server this week. It was a pain in my ass. We were only supposed to have 5 minutes of downtime. It turned into, about 5 hours. We're very sorry for that. Ran into some technical difficulties when migrating our data over to the new server and then transferring the IP address to the new server. That's the reason why the site was down so much. Everything's good now. Enjoy the speed. It should be awesome.
And I'd like to add, be watching for some cool changes to the community this year. This year is the year. This is the year of the 2010 Camaro, and it's the year that CamaroZ28.com really makes some interesting changes.
Yeah.
You know, especially since they're bringing out the Z28. And whoops. Was that out loud?
No.
Was that made up? Maybe. Is he joking?
We'll see.
Hey, everybody, thank you.
It's going to be Synergy Green, too.
Only. You can only get it in Synergy Green.
Oh, God.
With T-tops. Oh, crap. We just did it now. Again, is he joking? Tune in next week.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and thanks for calling in.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Let's go while we're young.